Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Here's McGarvey with a chance for Celtic.
Sandy Clark with a header, and it's a goal for Rangers, and Rangers are 2-0 up.
The oldest Old Firm season ticket holders.
I was at the game at Parkhead whenever there was a riot.
Old Firm memories.
An actual riot.
They just drift out your mind. I've probably been there and seen it and try to forget about them. You don't want to see all these trouble. It's better to, if you can mix and enjoy yourself and see your rest bigotry.
I always look forward to them. As long as you beat them, you know.
It's only natural. You want your team to win. I remember a player they got, Duncanson. I hate it every time he came on the park because he always scored against Celtic. Says, I hope they drop him this week. You remember that man, Jimmy Duncanson?
Oh, I remember Jimmy well.
He scored goals every time he played against Celtic.
Old Firm memories. Managers.
Joke scene in particular. Tommy Burns. From then on, we just need to wait and see what the new man is, Brendan Rodgers, where he can come up to that standard. Otherwise, I'm quite happy.
Oh, well, there have been quite a number, you know. Billy Struth, that was a Rangers manager. He was different for the rest, you know. He always came in and mingled with the players and was one of the boys, you know. He was really a great guy.
Europe.
One of our best times was at Seville. We had a party there for two days at Seville. And we had went to the game, came back, and there was a lot of children handicapped. And they all came in, and we put a box up, and everybody got around, dropped their change in. And the box was full, and we passed it on to the handicapped kids. And they sent, we leave for John Oliver's in Drumchapel, and they sent a letter of thanks to John Oliver for appreciating how much money we'd left for to help the kiddies do the things over. It's a
well. That's
it was
great.
Really fantastic. Good. I was caught dancing with Dean the Bull dancing and moving my sex, and somebody says, I'm reporting you to the social.
Over it goes, Larson's up there, hit him again! Hit the goal! He's done it again! What a goal! Henrik Larson! Celtic 2, Porto 2!
You'll have wonderful memories of that game, even though.
Oh, Seville, I've got a video of the whole game and all the enjoyment and parties. For the 2 days, brilliant.
You didn't make it to Lisbon, but do you remember the Cup Winners' Cup?
Oh, what? I was there in Barcelona. Well, when the game was finished and the supporters were rushing in to congratulate the players, the Rangers supporters, and the Spanish police came in behind them with the buttons. They thought they were rioting, so the poor old Rangers supporters had got a tank in.
It's Rangers now. Celtic 2 and a real firecracker from Tommy Burns.
Players.
There was Jerry Dawson, that was a goalkeeper. Dawson, Gray and Shaw. There was Beacle John Simpson and Brown. And there was Waddle and Gillick, Alec Venters and Caskey. That was one of the teams, you know.
Davy Cooper lined up the shot, 25 yards out, beat the wall, it beat Pat Bonner at his left hand post.
One of my favourite players was Malky McDonald. It was Malky, but his proper name was Callum. He was an all-rounder, and all the teams I've been following have been brilliant. But there's other like Jerry, Billy McNeil, Jimmy Johnson, Charlie Tully, and I can go back to the McKennie, Hogg, Morrison, Geatons, Lyons and Parson. But I enjoyed it all.
The Ibrox disaster.
There used to be 3 or 4 years go together, and we had left about 5 minutes before the game was finished to get to the subway ahead of the queue. And as we came out onto the street, where a great roar went up, and this friend of mine said, somebody scored a goal. But what it was actually, the fans had come out, and when a roar went up, they thought it was a goal, and they rushed back in. And that's what caused the disaster.
We were back home from Ibrox, went home to Drumchapel, and we're all in having a wee pint, and the next thing some of our school kids belonging to the family came in looking for us. We didn't know anything about it because by the time we got out of the park it had happened and we were home, didn't know, so we didn't bother going home, and everybody at home was all up to high dough. Where's my dad? I'm just sitting in there enjoying myself, and then we heard that it was a big it is still a horror to us.
Old Firm memories. Best games.
The Moscow Dynamos. That was one of the best games. They're a Russian team, as obvious, and they were doing a tour of Britain, and they were played in England first when they came down here. And actually, I was finished in the Air Force, and I was coming out Centenary Station, and I had my kit bag and everything, and the mob stuff. I walked up by Cannon Street, and I saw this crowd, and I stopped. And I put my bag down, and a young policeman said, "Sorry, sir, you'll have to move on." I says, "What's the crowd for?" And he said, "Do you not know?" I says, "No, I've been away 6 years." "Well, there's a football game at Ibrox, it's the Moscow Dynamos." He says, "When did you last see a game?" I said, "About 6 years ago." He says, "Just stand there." So he went away, and he came back. He handed me a ticket for a game. He went to got me a ticket for actual. The Moscow Dynamo game.
Second out is when Billy McNeil put a winner in against Vojvodina at Celtic Park in the European Cup. The other game is when they went to Seville. Unfortunately, I never got to see them winning the European Cup. I booked up holidays for the wins, which was most important at that time.
Predictions.
Oh, it's too easy.
I'm not predicting anything because you never know what happens in the games, but we should beat them, yeah. Any bother.
The secret to long life.
Celtic whiskey and Guinness. On my porridge every morning.
The Old Firm, when nothing else matters.
I hear you're going to be, are you going to be late for a wedding because of it?
Party down in Chester. But I'm trying to talk somebody into diamond doing after the game.
So there's no chance you're missing this game?
No, I don't think so. I could make up a bit of party later on.
Charlie Nicholas shoots and scores, and Peter McCloy very nearly stopped that one.
The oldest Old Firm season ticket holders.
And it's in the back of the net. Rangers 2, Celtic 0. Drama indeed.
Clyde 1, Super Scoreboard.